Speaking of her friendship with Nancy Clutter, Susan Kidwell said, "We were like sisters." At least that's how I felt about her, as though she were my sister. I couldn't go to school. Not those first few days. I stayed out of school until after the funeral. So did Bobby Rupp. For a while, Bobby and I were always together. He's a nice boy. He has a good heart. But nothing very terrible had ever happened to him before. Like losing anyone he'd loved. And then on top of it, having to take a lie detector test. I don't mean he was bitter about that. He realized the police were doing what they had to do. Some hard things, two or three, had already happened to me, but not to him. So it was a shock when he found out maybe life isn't one long basketball game. Mostly, we just drove around in his old Ford. Up and down the highway. Out to the airport and back. Or we'd go to the Creamy. That's a drive-in. And sit in the car, order a Coke, listen to the radio. The radio was always playing. We didn't have anything to say ourselves. Except once in a while, Bobby said how much he'd loved Nancy and how he could never care about another girl. Well, I was sure Nancy wouldn't have wanted that, and I told him so. I remember, I think it was Monday, we drove down to the river. We parked on the bridge. You can see the house from there, the Clutter house, and part of the land, Mr. Clutter's fruit orchard and the wheat fields going away. Way off in one of the fields, a bonfire was burning. They were burning stuff from the house. Everywhere you looked, there was something to remind you. Men with nets and poles were fishing along the banks of the river, but not fishing for fish. Bobby said they were looking for the weapons, the knife, the gun. Nancy loved the river. Summer nights we used to ride double on Nancy's horse, Babe. That old fat gray? Ride straight to the river and right into the water. Then Babe would wade along in the shallow part while we played our flutes and sang. Got cool. I keep wondering, gosh, what will become of her? Babe. A lady from Garden City took Kenyon's dog. Took Teddy. He ran away. Found his way back to Holcomb. But she came and got him again. And I have Nancy's cat, Evinrude. But Babe, I suppose they'll sell her. Wouldn't Nancy hate that? Wouldn't she be furious?